Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. India and US to hold discussions on bilateral trade agreement this week. Terms of reference signed for initial phase. Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. India slams Pakistan over motivated and baseless comments on Waqf Amendment law, says Pakistan has no locus standi to comment on India's internal matter. Cargo traffic on national waterways reaches record high of over 145 million tons in financial year 2024-25. In shooting, India's Suruchi Singh wins gold, Manu Bhakar silver on the opening day of ISSF World Cup in Peru. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defend lowest total in IPL history, beating Kolkata Knight Riders in Chandigarh. And now the news in detail. India and US will hold discussions on the bilateral trade agreement this week. The two countries signed the terms of reference for the first part of the bilateral trade deal. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Commerce and Industry Secretary Sunil Barthawal said both sides have broadly come to an understanding on the next steps towards a mutually beneficial multi-sector bilateral trade agreement with the goal of finalizing its first tranche later this year. More from our correspondent.
The Commerce and Industry Secretary said, in view of the current tariffs imposed by the US, there are both concerns and opportunities for India. He, however, said, India has taken a path of trade liberalization with the United States, with both countries signing the terms of reference for the first part of the bilateral trade deal. He added that this path will open many opportunities for both the countries. Mr. Barthwal said, India's trade with the US is expected to grow and reach $500 billion in the next 5 years. Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies like Neighbourhood First, Act East or the BIMSTEC and asserted that the region's relevance will grow with time. He was addressing a meeting of ambassadors for the upcoming Northeast Investors Summit 2025 organised by the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region or DUNER yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar urged foreign envoys to explore the region and promote its attributes to their governments and industries.
You are all aware that the Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies. It could be Neighbourhood First or Act East or the BIMSTEC. The Northeast adjoins 5 of our neighbours on land. Its boundaries are the interface between the Indian subcontinent and the ASEAN. Many of our recent initiatives involving immediate neighbours emanate from this very region. Others in the making are equally important, whether we speak of the Trilateral Highway or the Kaladan project.
India has strongly rejected the motivated and baseless comments made by Pakistan on the Waqf Amendment Act enacted by the Parliament. In response to media queries regarding comments made by Pakistan on Waqf Bill, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Pakistan has no locus standi to comment on a matter that is internal to India. He said Pakistan would do better to look at its own abysmal record when it comes to protecting the rights of minorities instead of preaching to others. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas has awarded 28 blocks under the Open Acreage Licensing Policy Bid, Round 9, with an area of over 1,36,000 square kilometres. Highlighting its significance, Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said, this will help India reach its untapped energy potential and reduce import dependency. Talking about the recently passed Outwheeled Regulatory and Development Amendment Bill, the Petroleum Minister said the set of rules have been released in the public domain for better implementation.
We are also celebrating the formal coming into effect of the new legislation. But what is important, not that it is only coming into effect today, what is more important, we are circulating draft rules which have been put in the public domain, which we invite all stakeholders in the energy ecosystem to comment on.
The Enforcement Directorate has filed a charge sheet in Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court naming Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi in a money laundering case related to the National Herald newspaper. The charge sheet also names Congress Overseas Chief Sam Pitroda, Suman Dubey, and others. Special Judge Vishal Gogne has posted the matter for further proceedings on the 25th of this month. A prosecution complaint has been filed under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The ED also questioned Robert Wadra yesterday in connection with its money laundering probe linked to a land deal in Haryana. The investigation agency has again summoned Mr. Wadra for questioning today. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Cargo traffic on national waterways reached a record high of 145.5 million tonnes during the financial year 2024-25. The Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways said this in a statement yesterday. It said, cargo traffic on national waterways has recorded a compound annual growth rate of 20.86% in the last fiscal. The ministry said in financial year 2025, traffic movement registered a year-on-year growth of 9.34% compared to the previous financial year. Five key commodities like coal, iron ore, iron ore fines, sand and fly ash constituted over 68% of the total cargo moved on national waterways. Delhi government has issued notices to all the schools in the national capital against complaints of exorbitant fees and harassment of parents and students. Talking to media in New Delhi yesterday, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said, no school has the right to harass any parent or child, threaten to expel them from school or increase the general fees. She said that the state government will not tolerate any such actions. The Delhi Chief Minister further mentioned any hike in school fee must be introduced within the existing rules and laws, and any school found violating this will have to be bearing consequences.
किसी भी स्कूल को ये कतई अधिकार नहीं है कि वो किसी पेरेंट्स को या बच्चों को हैरेस करे, तंग करे या स्कूल से निकालने की धमकी दे या अनॉर्मल्स फी हाइक करे. इसके लिए नियम कायदे कानून है जिनकी अनुपालना जो है वो बहुत जरूरी है. यदि कोई भी स्कूल इस तरीके से करता हुआ पाया जाएगा तो उसको अपने आप भुगतना पड़ेगा.
US President Donald Trump has accused China of cancelling a major aircraft deal with Boeing. China reportedly told its airlines to stop receiving new Boeing planes and parts. The reported directive from Beijing also includes a suspension of purchases of related parts and equipment of jet from U.S. companies. The move is seen as a response to new U.S. tariffs on Chinese goods. Mr. Trump did not provide details on the scope or value of the alleged deal. Mr. Trump has also criticized China for allegedly failing to uphold its commitments under a prior trade truce negotiated during his first term. According to Mr. Trump, the deal rewarded U.S.-based farmers with $28 billion U.S. dollars. He blamed former U.S. President Joe Biden for not enforcing it. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu visited northern Gaza yesterday and vowed to intensify military operations against Hamas until all war objectives are achieved. He was accompanied by the country's defense minister, head of the military, and other senior officials. Meanwhile, the Israeli military has continued its strikes on the Gaza Strip. According to Gaza-based health authorities, an Israeli airstrike hit the gate of a hospital in the Mawasi area of Khan Yunis, killing at least one medic and injuring nine patients and medical staff. Former Peruvian President Ollanta Humala has been sentenced to 15 years in prison after being found guilty of accepting illegal campaign funds from the Brazilian construction giant Odebrecht, now known as Novonor. His wife received an identical 15-year sentence for her involvement in the case. In sports news, Indian shooters began their campaign at the ISSF World Cup on a high note, winning gold, silver and bronze on the opening day. Here is more in this report roundup.
In the women's 10-meter air pistol event, young sensation Suruchi Singh clinched gold, beating Olympic medalist compatriot Manu Bhakkar, who settled with the silver. The 18-year-old Suruchi stole the show with a stellar score of 243.6 in the final, earning her back-to-back World Cup titles. In men's 10-meter air pistol, Saurabh Chaudhary made a strong comeback in top-tier competition, claiming bronze. In the IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defended the lowest total in IPL history by defeating Kolkata Knight Riders by 16 runs in a low-scoring contest at Chandigarh last night. Chasing a target of 112 runs set by Punjab, Kolkata were bowled out for 95. For Punjab Kings, Yuzvendra Chahal was the standout performer, claiming 4 wickets. He was adjudged player of the match. Today, Delhi Capitals will face Rajasthan Royals at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi at 7:30 PM IST. In some more cricket news, Shreyas Iyer has been named the ICC Men's Player of the Month for March for his stellar performance with the bat during the Champions Trophy 2025. He finished as the tournament's second highest run scorer. A major update regarding the venue for cricket at the Los Angeles 2028 Olympics. The matches will be held at a temporary purpose-built facility at the fairgrounds in Pomona. The tournament will be played in the fast-paced T20 format with 6 teams each in both men's and women's competitions. Manik Sharma, Akashwani News, News Desk.
The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has said the southwest monsoon seasonal rainfall from June to September this year is likely to be above normal. IMD Director General Dr. Mrityunjay Mohapatra stated this while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday.
Puri desh mein 2025 ke dakshin paschim monsoon June se September tak ki ritunishth varsha samanya se adhik yani 104% se long period average ka hone ka sambhavana hai.
Talking exclusively to Akashwani News Secretary in Earth Sciences of Ministry, Dr. M. Ravi Chandran said, this year, the country will witness double the frequency of heatwave conditions compared to last year during the months of May and June.
The heat wave will be almost double this number. Frequency will be more than the last year. And also the moisture content also will be more. So there will be more and more discomfort, especially in the month of May and maybe in the North India in June also.
The IMD has forecast heat wave conditions over Rajasthan and Gujarat during the next 2 days. In Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Kerala, Mahe and coastal Karnataka, hot and humid conditions are likely to prevail today. While in Assam and Meghalaya, there is a forecast of heavy rainfall till tomorrow. The weather agency forecasts light to moderate rainfall along with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds in north, northeast and east India during next 3 to 4 days. Telangana state government has declared heat waves, sunstrokes and sunburns as state-specific disasters. This classification will allow victims' families to receive an ex gratia compensation of 4 lakh rupees under the State Disaster Response Fund. Special Chief Secretary in Revenue Department Arvind Kumar has issued a government order in this effect to tackle the rising toll in such extreme events. In Jammu and Kashmir, the historic Mughal Road was reopened for traffic yesterday after being shut for more than 3 months due to heavy snowfall. Our correspondent reports the 84-kilometre stretch links Shopian district in North Kashmir with Rajouri and Poonch in the Jammu region. For now, only passenger vehicles will be allowed in one direction from Poonch to Kashmir from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. daily. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Anuja. Enforcement Directorate charge sheet against senior Congress leaders is the lead story in most dailies. ED names Sonia and Rahul in National Herald charge sheet, says the Indian Express. The Hindu on its front page reports retail inflation eases to 3.34%, lowest since 2019. The Statesman cites a Niti Aayog report saying India is fourth largest automobile producer globally. Indian carriers may gain from China's action against Boeing in response to US President's tariff, writes the Times of India. A headline in Hindustan Times says airport wheelchair rules may be reviewed by government, limiting the facility only to senior citizens. And finally, it was a historic moment when April 14, 2025 was declared as Dr. B.R. Ambedkar Day in the New York City, with its 8.5 million residents celebrating the day, reports the Pioneer. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and US to hold discussions on bilateral trade agreement this week, terms of reference signed for initial phase. Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies, says External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. India slams Pakistan over motivated and baseless comments on Waqf Amendment law, says Pakistan has no local standi to comment on India's internal matter. Cargo traffic on national waterways reaches record high of over 145 million tons in financial year 2024-25. In shooting, India Suruchi Singh wins gold, Manu Bhakar silver on the opening day of ISSF World Cup in Peru. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings defend lowest total in IPL history, beating Kolkata Knight Riders in Chandigarh. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.